The next person is
Have Dr. Zhao.
Hi everyone. My name is Grizie. Zhao is my last name. I've been in Parkland for about 12 years. I've been teaching English classes and also this humanities class for a while. And for the humanities class, it's a class that introduces East Asian culture, and I specifically introduce three countries, China, Japan, and also Korea. And I had this great opportunity to lead a group of students to Japan before COVID in 2019. And I found like many of my students came to the class because they like Japanese anime, or because they like K-pop, or they've heard some like interesting facts about China, like you know, we have the Great Wall. So I think many times it's the pop culture or some like iconic like architecture that draws the students to the class. And for my trip this year, I'm interested in taking more videos and more pictures about pretty much like everything that I see in Japan. So for me, you know, Japan is a very interesting country. You know, people are very polite. You know, streets are clean. And also, you know, public transportation is very you know, quick, convenient. And my students would like to see pretty much like, you know, every aspect of the Japanese culture. So while I'm there, I'm going to take pictures of how people like talk to each other, what kind of food, you know, people eat there, or like, you know, what grocery stores may look like. So for me, like, you know, because culture itself is so general, it's so broad. And also students come to the class for different reasons. So pretty much like everything I see there, you know, could be very useful for the class.
Mm-hmm. Arigatou gozaimasu. So you have been in Japan before already?
Yeah, yes. 2019, you know, Professor Sola and I, we led a group of students to Japan.
Arigatou. And you were interesting Japanese cultures in Japan and the daily lives, like that, how to eat, and the street is clean and the people kind or not, I don't know, but probably. But that the culture is different from impression is different from Korea and China?
Yes. So I was there for about 2 weeks, so I can only speak based on my like experience there. I found if I compare Japan to China, I think, you know, Japan, you know, has done a very good job protecting a lot of like the Asian architecture. So I'm able to see a lot of like temples, Shinto shrines, and also I can see like, you know, a lot of young girls wearing kimono. I can see them walking the street in their, you know, traditional ethnic dresses. And even for some men, they have their own traditional, you know, like ethnic clothes as well. I don't really see a lot of like Chinese girls wear traditional dresses that often. I don't see that very often. You know, there could be a change in the past 3 years. But when I was in China, it's not as common as what I experienced in Japan. I also found in Japan, restaurants are relatively smaller. Like in China, we also have a very large population. And many of the restaurants would have like three or four different floors. They are like huge. So I was a bit surprised when I was in Japan. Like, you know, many times the restaurants could be pretty small. And if you have a group of 20 people, some of us could maybe not, you know, find seats. So for me, that was sort of like a culture shock. But I can definitely see a lot of similarities as well. Like, we don't really tip the waiters or the waitresses. and like Japanese and also Chinese. We also like different kinds of noodles, and even the noodles are prepared, you know, presented in very similar ways. yes. I really like Nara and also Kyoto, because both cities remind me so much about like my hometown in China. So my hometown is very close to Xi'an, and actually I went to college in Xi'an, and I know during the Tang Dynasty, about the 7th or the 8th century, Japan sent a lot of like ambassadors to China. So Japan built like some of the palaces based on what they saw in China. So for me, it was a very nice trip. So I was able to see two countries while I was in Japan.
Arigato gozaimasu. You have a comparative perspective from China. Yeah, indeed. In Japan, the restaurant is small. Ryuta-san, do you think? Very small. If 12 persons come into some restaurants full of people.
that's true. And seeing that many metropolitan areas in Japan are actually crowded, it's actually surprising that they don't really have any. Well, they do have bigger restaurants mm-hmm. and venues, but well, yeah, I guess in the neighborhoods and such, I think smaller businesses and smaller restaurants have thrived somewhat.
And I'm sometimes surprised in front of the small restaurant, people standing online, most of the tourists, they want to go to the famous small restaurant to eat. And in Korea and America, people say, irashai, so when people, a customer, guests come to the restaurant, irashai masai, like that. Torabe-san, in America, how do people say in the restaurant, welcome to come?
It kind of depends on the type of restaurant. I would say most often you're not greeted at all. You just find your own seat and somebody will eventually come to your table and, say something like, can I take your order? But there isn't that culture of the host of the shop coming and greeting you as you enter the door and saying, you know, thank you for coming in, you know, welcome. that's not very common in the U.S.
So when you come to Japan, you can listen what kind of sound you can get. That's also interesting. People usually observe, but not listen much. So I think it is an interesting experience. Arigatou gozaimasu. Then the next, Jackson-san. Hi, yoroshiku onegaishimasu.
Hi. My name is Jackson Penn. I'm in my second year at Parkland in general studies. I want to switch over to political science and go to the U of I in the near future. Right now, I'm the vice president of the Japanese Culture Club at Parkland. I've had an interest in Japanese culture since I was young, starting out with anime like Brennan, and you know, I had an interest more in history growing up, so I studied a little bit more about Japanese history. Not really well versed in it, but that was more what I like to learn about more than I guess. So, yeah,
arigatou gozaimasu. You also interesting is Japanese anime. Japanese anime is so different from American comic and anime. How do you interest in Japanese anime? A lot of kind of
anime. Yeah, I would say it's a little bit more different. I would say more American cartoons are geared towards kids, I guess. And I think a lot more anime is geared towards like teenagers and young adults. So it's a little bit more interesting to me, at least.
If you recommend some anime to friend, Japanese anime, what kind of anime do you recommend to watch?
Probably One Piece or Bleach would probably be my two fairy tale, I think. I guess those are all the American names, but I don't, yeah, those would probably be my three favorites to recommend to people.
Arigato. So when they were child, how do you find Japanese anime? Internet or TV or something the other?
I think most people find it on TV or kind of streaming services like Netflix, YouTube, and kind of get into it more. Maybe get the manga too to help read and understand the show more. Yeah.
Oh, manga. How you can find manga in Urban Champaign or Chicago?
There's usually bookstores that sell manga. I actually have just like a small staff in front of me. I always have manga in my room. So yeah, my room's a mess. It's covered with manga. So,
when you come to Japan, you can go to the manga museum in Kyoto. Do you know manga museum in Kyoto?
I've heard of it, actually, and that would be a lot of fun.
Yeah, that used to be a primary school, and now is a museum. And a lot of manga are there. Japanese manga and also the international, a lot of manga. So you can read manga and from bookshelves. Travis-san, you are going to manga museum in Kyoto? No planning?
It is one of the places that we're thinking of, you know, thinking about going to. We haven't really finalized our itinerary yet, but yeah, certainly if there's a strong interest from the group, or if some of the group want to go, we'll probably find time for that.
Yeah, I recommend to visit there.
はい、ブランネンさんが紹介してくださったアレクサンダ・リバックのフェアテールの曲に続いて、二人の方の自己紹介をご紹介をしました。ルイジエさんは、パークランドカレッジの先生です。そして、ジャクソンさんは、学生さんで、エデュケーションクラスの、ジェネラルエデュケーションクラスで、これからポリティカルサイエンスを選ぼうかなと考えている、学生さん。この二人のトークでしたが、リトさんいかがでしたか？ルイジェさんの関心は広く、かつ、こう、アジアの、中国や韓国を含め、その中で日本にも関心があるっていう感じでしたけど、どんなトークでしたか？
そうですね。ルイジェさんは、バックグラウンドで英語の他に、ヒューマニティーズで人文学のクラスとして、東アジア文化、の授業も教えてて、で、まあ、日本、中国、韓国の文化を扱う授業ってことですね。で、2019年にもこの日本に行くスタディツアーを引率していったことがあって、日本には行ったことがあって、でも今回はまあ、授業で結構学生さんがいろんな日本とか東アジアのあらゆる側面に興味を持っているので、とにかくいろんなことを日常とかも含めていろんなことを写真とか、動画に撮ってきて授業で使いたいっていうようなことを言ってました。
そうですね、いろいろ聞いてて面白いなと思って、そのどうなんですかね、このルイジェさんの授業を捉える東アジア文化って言った時に、その授業を取られる人がこう日本、中国、韓国、例えばその中でこう区別を、あ、日本文化に関心あるとか、そういうこう区別があるのか、なんか東アジア文化っていうそういうこうジャンルみたいのがあるんでしょうかね。例えば K-POP、J-POP とそんな区別なく東アジアのなんかポップカルチャーみたいなイメージとかあるの？
どうなんでしょうね。まあ、でも K-POP は K-POP って韓国のものって意識して聞いてるとは思うんですけど、うん、K-POP 好きな人は、
うん、そうですね、一緒にしないでって言われそうだけど、なんかその東アジアの中の日本文化なのか、そういうこうくくりみたいなものが面白いなと思って、その中で日本にまあ来られた時も着物というか日本の伝統的な 服を普段に、普段というか、まあ、着てる人にとっては普段着ではないですけど、歩いている、普通に歩いてる人が着てたりするのが印象的だったっていう話が、へえ、そうなんだと思ったんですけど、どうですか、ルートさんとか、その、リュージンさんのお話を聞いて。うん。
はい、まあ、そうなんだなというか、まあ、そうかもしれないですよね。その、多分、韓国とかは、その、韓服っていう、その、宮廷とかで着てたような感じの、あの伝統的な衣装ありますけど、で結婚式の時とかに結構写真撮る時とかにそれ着たりしますけど、あの韓国でも、あと韓国系アメリカ人の人とかも結構着たりしますけど、
なるほど、
まあでも日常的に着るっていうとどうなのかなっていうのは、確かに、うん、どうなんでしょう。
クラスの中に着物があるっていうのが印象的っていうのは面白いなと思いました。
まあ、あと、その、京都とか奈良とかだと、観光するときに着物を着ていきませんかみたいな、そういうレンタルのサービスとかもあるので、多分余計見るとは思うんですけど、そういうところ
に。そうですね、うん。この10年ぐらいだと思うんですよね。あの、そんな、なんか、そうそうそう。だから着物、日本に、で、来られて着物着てる人が季節の柄と関係なく割とレンタルでいいなっていうので着物着られていたりとかして、なんか最初の頃すごくなんか違和感あったんですけど、もう慣れてしまった感じですけど、うん。で、コロナでこう海外からのお客さんが少なくなっていたので、また増えてこう賑やかにあの着物を着る、あの見る機会も、いろんな種類の見る機会も増えるんじゃないかなと思いました。日常生活を観察してみるっていうのも面白いですね。どんなことが印象的なんでしょうね、日本に来られた。綺麗だとおっしゃってましたけどね、クリーンっておっしゃってました。
そうですね、まあ、全体的に道も綺麗だしとか、うんうん、あとレストランがちっちゃいとか、
ちっちゃい、
そういうことを言われてましたね。
確かにアメリカが来たらちっちゃく見えるのかな。確かにちっちゃいことはカウンターだけとかなんて驚異的な感じかもしれませんね、お店が。
うん、まあまあそうですね、あのアメリカだけじゃなくて多分中国とかとも比べてってことなんだと思いますけど、うんうん、まあ、あの確かに、まあ、あの東京とか大阪とか人口がすごくてもちっちゃいお店がいっぱいあるっていう地域もまだ結構あるので、
うん、
まあ、うん、言われてみればそうですね、
種類も多いし、ただコロナで本当に大変だっただろうなと思いますけどね、大きいレストランも、ちっちゃいレストランも。で、電車とかもこうちゃんとあのサービスも、あの いろいろこう迅速に動くし、あの時間も多分あの時刻通りだろうしとか、いろいろこうパブリックなあの交通も外から見たら印象的なんでしょうね。最近こう通勤してたらもう本当いろんな人身事故とかで遅れたりとかしょっちゅうありますけども、その10分遅れても10分遅れましたって車内で繰り返し言ってたりしますもんね。そういうのも丁寧に聞こえるのかなと思ったりもしますけれども、楽しみですね。あのルイジエさんが何を今度発見しはるかっていうか観察しはるかっていうの、また戻ってこられたらぜひぜひ聞いてみたいなと思ったんですが、でジャクソンさんはいかがでしたか、どんな話でしたか。
はい、そうですね。ジャクソンさんもアニメに興味があって、で、パークランドの日本文化クラブの今、副部長かなをやってるっていう話でしたね。
それで、こう、あの、あと漫画も見てるみたいですね。あの、漫画って言ったらコミックのこう紙媒体のことになるんです
か？まあ、そうですね。
うん。それ結構手に入るんですね。あの、アブのシャンペーンというか、
まあ、特にあの英語に訳されたものであれば、うん、そういう
コミックも
売ってるところ、本屋さん、漫画とかそういうの売ってる本屋さんってありますし、
うん、ぜひぜひ私が話してた漫画ミュージアム京都に来られるなら行ったらいいなと思ったんですが、ルッツさん行かれたことあります、漫画ミュージアム。
中行ったことないんですよね。前通ったことはなんか何度もあるんですけど、
あそこなんか割とあの本なんか手に取ってどこで読んでもいいみたいなところが、まあ、あのいろいろ行ったらいけない場所はあると思いますけども、あの気楽に読めたりとか、あとまあ展示とかもあったりとか、日本の漫画だけじゃなかったりとか、すごく面白いのでぜひぜひ あのおすすめの、あの訪問場所かなと思います。で、自己紹介は来週にも続きますけども、そこでルイジーさんが選んでくださった曲が、これは中国の曲かな、アーティストがジアンリーで、漢字で一年一緒って、これ中国語で何て読むのかちょっとわからないんですが、そういうタイトルの曲を最後にお届けします。どうぞ。
山悬崖曾让人魂绕梦牵，传说中有宝藏在上面，也藏着万丈深渊。